Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah. Now, when you look into 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18, it says, "But we all, with unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Elohim, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Elohim." Now, are we found in that transformation? Or have we lost touch with the move of the transformation? Because it says so here. It says so. We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. It should be that way. And I want to know, why is it not that way at times? You know? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Would you say, hey, when you look at our ministry, man, you can tell that Christ is represented. We haven't lost touch with him. Or when you look at me, or when you look at us, you can say, hey, by the way we bicker and fight one another on social networks and the way we slander each other. You know, there's a story of Baruti Balwela Basadi in the East Rand. Baruti Balwela Basadi. And I'm not talking about their wives. What is that? And I'm not criticizing. I'm asking a question. What is that? So let's say, what's up? Are we losing touch with being Christ-like?
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Maruti Mbaraka, what comes to mind on this issue?
Yes, my brother Ray. The whole notion of the Messiah being the first one amongst many that would follow is indicative of God's plan. You'd have his plan of saving human beings out of the aged, the first human race, which has been judged and condemned to destruction.
I hear you quite well. Yet at the same time, I'm asking myself this question, Muruti. Because Philippians chapter 3:21 says, "Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself." Have we gone astray to such an extent that we are running away with the things that need to be subdued? Because somewhat, somehow, we have been benefiting in this. That's my concern.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The question, are we losing touch to be Christ-like? Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
I think I've played that one. I'm still with Muruti Mbaraka. Muruti.
And he, by becoming one of us, and yet walking in the Spirit. He being one of us and yet walking in the Spirit became a life-giving spirit.
Yes.
This we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where the word of God says in verse 45, and so it is written, the first human being, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the soulish, and thereafter the spiritual. Now, we notice that he had to die, although he was not guilty. He had to die so as to make a way for those who are trapped in the first human being, who is destined to destruction, could come through the door,
the man of
him
dust.
Being the door, and come into the second human being. And those who are following him into being the second human being are taking on his image, like it is said there, that in verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we also shall bear the image of the heavenly man. Why? Because the first human being was of the earth, in verse 47, of dust. The second human being is the Lord from heaven, the Messiah. Now, we got to come into the Messiah, into Christ, the same way you said in Romans chapter 8, where it is said that in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his prepositioning. But verse 29, which you read, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. You see, when he resurrected out of the defunct, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, it says he became the first fruit of those that were sleeping, meaning he is the beginning of the second human race. And if we believe in him, if we love the Father so much as to obey Yeshua HaMashiach, as I read in Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 8, I believe, that we should obey him. When we do that, we are being conformed to the image of his son. We are being conformed to the image of the Messiah. We stop or we deviate from being conformed to this image when we start to accentuate the things of the flesh, the things of this world, rather than the things of the spirit. For he became a Messiah, anointed by the Spirit, and he walked by the Spirit, and to him the Spirit was given without measure. To us the Spirit is given by measure. However, we must walk the same way that he walked. And if we walk that way, then we maintain a growth, a progressing and advancing in this conformation to his image.
I hear you quite well, Moruti. We are taking your WhatsApps. You can send us WhatsApps 082-657-2729, and let's hear what you say. That is 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. We are asking the question, by the way, and the question is, have we somehow lost touch with being Christ-like? Have we somehow, somewhat, lost touch with being Christ-like? I want to know with regards to that, and what's wrong with us? Why have we gone on to actually lose touch with being Christ-like? I see Charlotte, you've sent a message there, but it's just your name only. Sorry about that. Just your name only. Anyway, send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let us hear from you as to what you say about the very aspect of being Christ-like. And these days, have we become those kinds of people who are devoid of Christ-likeness? Maybe I should put it that way. Devoid of Christ-likeness to such an extent that we don't see anything wrong anyway. I need to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And, of course, if you say, no, we have not lost it, please explain and teach us even more. We might be blind at some things, maybe, you know. So you can educate us with regards to that. It's 0826572729. You can send in a WhatsApp there. You can send in a voice note. And let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Muruti, now I am looking into Colossians. Chapter 3, verse 10 says, "And have put up the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." Being Christ-like, we also see it with the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Are we seeing that these days, you know, the new knowledge of the new man in us? Or we are running on our own theologies, innuendos, traditions, creations, denominational constitutions? Are we finding ourselves there? What say you, sir? And just after this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Are we losing touch with being Christ-like?
Yeah.
And earlier on, I had said, my brother, that maybe we'll be able to just focus a little bit more on that part of what you have been asking. And I would like us to read Romans chapter 8, verse 5, 6 to 8. It says, "For those who are according to the flesh accentuate the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the accent of the flesh is death, but the accent of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the accent of the flesh is enmity towards God. For it is not subject to the Torah of God, nor indeed is able to be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Yes, indeed, those who are in the flesh are unable to please God. So, there's a brother or a sister, I'm not sure, earlier on in one of the WhatsApps which you read, who was now giving us a very stark picture of a church where the pastor was chasing his elders, deacons and all others, saying because they are not doing what he wants them to do, they must go and do whatever they are doing at another place and not in his church. Now, that is an example of featuring the things of the flesh. Because all the things that displease that pastor are to do with the flesh. They are not to do with the spirit. They are not to do with what the Father says and how we ought to obey the Father. They are about material things. They are about worldly things. And all those things are the features of the flesh. And what has happened in the past decades is that men have arisen within our ranks who have turned the attention of the believers to things of the flesh, to things of the world, to things that are material, as the epitome of following Christ. That if you are following Christ, if you are a child of God, you have to attain to these things, whether they be certain positions, whether they be certain assets, capital, resources, and all those things. Now, the focus and the feature now, the accentuation is towards these things. And it's very clear what the word says. And the word is spirit. The word is saying those things, if we accentuated them, we are in the flesh. And what it means is we are unable to please God. Remember what Yudhavade, the father, said when his son, the Messiah, was immersed in the water and came out. He said, "This is my son with whom I am well pleased." Now, he can't say that about those who accentuate the things of the flesh. Where even, and I'm going to end with this example for this part of highlighting the deviation from being Christ-like. Where you will find even the methods and the practices of saving, of ministering, are totally devoid of the Spirit of God. Where males will do things publicly to females that are shameful even to mention on this program. In the name of I am ministering
and healing
to
you.
Them. Hey. In the name of I'm anointed to do this. My anointing is leading. Now, remember what we said earlier on. The anointing is the yielding to the Spirit. So basically what that means is people have yielded to the spirit of this world, which brings those who submit to it back under bondage. And that is still in Romans chapter 8. And I would like to go read it in verse 15. For you did not take the spirit of bondage again into fear, but you have taken the spirit of adoption, that is a placement as sons, by whom we cry out, Abba, Abba Father.
Mm.
So there are two spirits. There is a spirit of the world, the spirit of bondage. And those who are in the flesh, who are accentuating, who are focusing, who are prioritizing, who are featuring the things of the flesh, of the material world, demonic origin, cannot, they are unable to please the Father, because that position is enmity towards God. James also says it. He says, don't you know that the love of the world is enmity of God?
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you say. Let me read this. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Partaking in the divine nature, have we lost touch with that? And being Christ-like also implies partaking in the divine nature. Have we lost it somehow? I need to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Hey, good evening, Brother Ray.
Good evening, my brother.
I'm glad you are back. Hey, we're strong. I saw Uti.
Thank you.
Strong, young. You are one of the stubborn believers, which is commendable.
Glory to the Most High.
We have created our own images, la emhlabeni. We are allergic to image ka Yeshua. As pay on a perfect enganazga, as in anama dent, amazinya pele, lamesha pele in lab. Sifun was greatly to. We'd rather have image of Paul. The ama believers, they love Paul. I call them the Paulist. But believer of Paul more than Yeshua. About if fun image of Yeshua, they always hide behind Paul. Yet Paul himself confesses. Utiena is a follower of Yeshua.
Yes.
And then everything Yeshua are you. And Paul was an apostle of Yeshua, not the other way around. I'm making an example. 99% of our churches lawa ana image ka Yeshua athanda ukukhota incwadi zika Paul and ayazi misquote, azi misinterpreted to suit their narrative, because Paul was speaking to the circumcised, apinda kulume to the uncircumcised. So he used to try to go in between to please both sides. But the objective yake bekwe one to win there some of them so that he can bring them to equal spell. So those who were living that time understood what Paul was saying. Lababa manjabantu, they don't understand. They catching in, about weak, they're going to fall. About strong, they'll pick up the truth. Because the greatest prophet, the head apostle, Peter tells us, I think 2 Peter chapter 3:15, those who read my epistles of Paul without a law, understanding a law, what was happening, they go astray and misinterpret it for their own destruction. So if actually with the epistles of Paul, it's hard to understand. So even today, people, they misunderstand. So we are given image, Gaya Shua. Why? James has chela food guti. It's like when you look in a mirror and you see what you are muntu omucha, a new person, not Adam. a new being formed in the image of Christ.
Mm.
What should what it means is that now you beg a spilling, Brother Ray. Yes. You mustn't see Brother Ray. Mm. You must see O Christ.
Yes.
The day you see yourself, that means you're going to be transformed to his image.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
What it means is that any thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, your education, your culture, your tradition, mele who's keeping a first air. When anything epalo Christ. O Christ is simple. Isn't that as Kulumile and others emphasize? They are found in these four books.
Yeah.
He is a gospel. You can read them. Anything else, Guma Psalms, Naguma prophets, they were speaking about him.
Absolutely.
So Ama Ntuba Namhlanje, they want to images abo fundis babo. Yeah, bonamos. As plaga is tika ekarin zabo. Is Tombe's corner ema sontwin ezindlini zabo na ungena. Wherever they are, to show good boy, abathanda leyo image, and they want to be that image.
Mm.
We like that image, not Egaya Shua. Enye into elahle abantu nge image physically, ile ezene image ka Christ, le ekhona yenwele ezinkulu, a blonde, blue eyes, and all that. It's not his image. His true image,
true,
we are told, we, Book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 1 verse 14. We're told how he looks like physically.
Mm.
He's got a physical form, although he's in spirit. He's a spirit, but the scripture tells us what he's got a physical form because we're told he was wearing a garment and a golden belt, and he's got a white woolly hair and eyes as flaming fire, and these feet like a bronze bent in furnace. But we need to test what are we in Yeshua or not. How, if anybody speaks to you something offensive and you feel offended, it means you have been ascended to the spirit to be like in his image. You should reach a stage where you are not offended. Because if you're offended, then you're in the flesh. You must be able to transcend the pain as in the flesh. If flesh in yes paramisa, if flesh in a pride, so we must kill it fresh and destroy it. My image, Gayashua. Image, Gayashua, it carries his laws, it carries the prophecies and the psalms that were made about him. I think I must end there for now. Thank you.
Please come back, man. Come back again, and let's hear more of what you're saying. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. It's 7:30 and going on to 8 o'clock. I can have more of this. It's quite interesting, the things that you're saying. Are we losing touch with being Christ-like? Are we losing touch? 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 says, Beloved. Says, Beloved. Now we are children of the Most High, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall all see him as he is. What does it mean to you? The very fact that we should be like him. And then going back to that second verse that I did at the beginning of the show, 1 Corinthians 15, 49. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And many people are arguing and saying, no, but this will happen at the judgment day. All right. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29. It says, For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Are we conforming to the image of the Son of the Most High? Yahuwah Elohim, that he might be the firstborn amongst the many brethren. And are we the brethren? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Even a text message, you can. Yeah, an SMS. That's 37871, the SMS, yeah. And of course, the Telegram, it's also the same. Number 0826572729. 0800 27 29. Let's hear what you say.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, and a bit of a song that basically would be telling us more. We just want to be like him. We want to know him more and the power of his resurrection. We want to know him more and the power of his resurrection. We take your calls. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can drop a voice note also there. That is 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Marion Williams there, my sweet Lord, the name of the song.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you. I am looking into the Word, and I was repeating those that I looked into. I want to go back to 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Most High, are being transformed, are being, which is a present continuous tense, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Most High. So transformation is taking place now. So my question is, have we stepped out of that transformation of being Christ-like, turning more and more and more? Have we stepped out? It's a question I'm asking. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, and of course, let's hear what you say.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Godfrey.
Yes, Baburi, before I forget, yesterday was the 8th. When was the 8th?
2 days ago.
On the 8th, we were told eclipse America. Those who do not bear the image of Yeshua, they were prophesying, they were analyzing, they were scientists telling us, and this is going to happen. The demons, don't look up, don't do what not, don't know what. The end of the world is nigh. Hey, this is the signs, the blood moon and whatnot. But those who were, of course, who bear his image, they know, he said, no one knows the day or the hour. Those people, we were not worried about it. We were not even concerned. We didn't even watch the news or follow what was happening. And then what happened? So we need to know who we're worshiping and listen to him, to his prophecies, what he said. To bear his image is to believe what he says and trust it. And don't go searching and wasting time on things that, you know, will never get an answer and you'll never know. And then trying to know the end of time is also like challenging the Most High, because he told you no one knows the day of the hour. It will be like a lightning striking from one point to another end. So they show themselves. And here's another thing. Those who pay his image, he told us, he gave us a clue. He said, they will hear his voice and they will come to him. Those who don't pay it will not hear his voice.
Mm.
And those who will be carrying the oil amongst the 10 virgins will have enough oil for him and wait for the bride. Those who have less oil are not his. And then he is already identified who bears his image. Those who are clean, who are not tainted by the things of this world. He tells us, he says, those who don't visit others in the hospital when they are sick, those who don't clothe, those who are naked, those who don't feed, those who are hungry, who don't attend mingwabo yabantu, who hate others, who don't love their brothers and sisters, they are not his. We need to come to that point that there are people who are not his, and there are those who are his. Since he has predestined everybody to look like Yeshua, he was also predestined others to be saved. There are those who's gonna struggle. There are those who are predestined. His elect, his chosen ones.
Mm.
We have to also take into account those who don't listen to him do not bear his image. That's it. Thank you. Good evening. Be blessed.
Be blessed, my brother. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, sir. Please take note of that.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Someone says, this is Mapitso Sikati. Mapitso Sikati. Good evening, Muruti. I apologize for deviation. I have a question from a friend. Okay. Let's hear the question from a friend.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Have we deviated from the transformation that should be taking place even as we speak, Muruti? That would really make us to conform to the image of the Son of the Most High.
Yes, my brother Ray, I love that verse which you quoted, and in fact what the Word of God is saying there. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 10. I would, however, like to read it from verse 9, which says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the aged human being with his practices and have put on the new human being who is freshened up in intimate knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Number one there, if I am a child of God, I am what Paul calls in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, a fresh creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if I am in Christ, behold, the ancient things have passed and everything has become fresh. So there is a creating in Christ. That's why he is even called the firstborn of creation. What creation? The fresh creation. And so if in the spirit, in our spirits, we now have been created as part of the fresh creation, the one who has created us according to his image. Who is that? Christ. According to his image, he will refresh our intimate knowledge, that is the experiential knowledge. How? When we continually put on his characteristics and declare and stand as those who have put off the Adamic practices, which I was speaking to earlier on, as how they have actually invaded the church and made us be devoid of Christ-likeness, where the churches are full of practices of the world. Now, we should be clear. We have put those off if we are in Christ. And if we are in Christ, there is a work which is happening by the Spirit inside, from inside the Spirit towards the souls, towards the outward body. And going back to the Romans chapter 8, it says, verse 8, moreover, whom he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. Now, what we are seeing there is that he knew us before we even knew ourselves and prepositioned us in Hamashiach to be conformed to his image. And then, as far as we are concerned, he started the process from the other end by first calling us out of Adam, calling us to Christ. And if we have responded and have come to Christ, he then made us righteous. And in our spirits, we are made righteous. It's a finished job if we have responded. And if we, by faith, know that we have been made righteous, then he has glorified us inside. We carry the same glory that Yeshua HaMashiach carried when he was here on earth. Not the glory he's carrying now, the glory which he carried when he was here on earth. That when, whenever he was amongst people, they felt drawn towards him, seeking answers from him. Not answers of becoming the wealthiest people on earth. No, of solving the cry of their hearts that they are sinners. Coming through. Jesus was surrounded by sinners and tax collectors, not for them to try to make him one of them. They wanted to be like him. And that is the glory which was drawing them. The glory of being full of grace. He was assisting them in whatever they needed, which they, not what they wanted, what they needed. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then he stops. And this man, those who had been trying to shut him up, say to him, he's calling you. And when he came, he asked, what do you want me to do for you that I may see? And he healed him. That is the glory of the Son of God. That when people were hungry, he fed them. Those who were sitting in darkness, he brought light to them. That is the glory. That these are the things which are Christ-like, which should actually be exuding from us. Why? Because we are in him and we have received the first fruit of the Spirit. And having received the first fruit of the Spirit, as in Romans chapter 8, verse 23, let's be Romans chapter 8, verse 14, which says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We should yield to being led by the Spirit. The same way Yeshua HaMashiach, being the Word of God, the Son of God, yielded to the Spirit of God to lead and guide him. That he never said anything except he has heard the Father say, this is what needs to be said. He never did anything except he saw that this is what the Father wants to be done. We must be submissive to his will. We must obey him. When we do that, the spirit of freshness, it starts to work in us to bring to completion, like Babongani said, the conformation, to bring to completion our being conformed to the image of the Son of God. This, we haven't even started to live the way he wants us to live here on earth, so as not to make the world better, but rather to cause the world to realize that it is lost, and the Messiah is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Savior. Hallelujah.
I hear you quite well, sir. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, it is now 10 to the hour, 10 to 8. And it being 10 to 8, I trust that we have had quite a lot with regards to this very topic. And I'm looking forward to conclusions, you know. Charlotte says, Shalom Bainaka Studio. And pulpit listeners, a believer can lose touch from HaMashiach, Messiah, because of not remaining in him and because of not adhering to the identity which the Messiah has given us. He said, we are the branches. He is our source for bearing much fruit and will bring great esteem to the Father. John 15, verses 5, yes, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Yahuwah be with you. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Yahuwah be with you. Thank you. That message, it took time to come over here. I don't know, man, it took time to come over here. Right, let's see if I have jumped anyone. I'm just checking. Let's see if I've jumped anyone before we come to the conclusion of the matter. It doesn't look like. It doesn't look like. It doesn't look like. And of course, Wabongan, I have heard him, played him quite a long time ago. Yeah. All right. Lejane, I also have. Mapitso Sikati says, hi friend, I don't understand this verse, and I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails they may receive you in the eternal dwellings. Luke 16 verse 19. And then and I tell you, learn from this, make friends for yourself for eternity by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, that is, use material resources as a way to further the work of God, so that when it runs out, so that when it runs out, they will welcome you in the eternal dwellings. That is the version, that is the question, I think, that she was asking for a friend. I hope we will have time to answer that. All right. You can still send us. I can still take two more messages.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
All right. Philippians 3 verses 21. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself? And the question was that I put across, have we run away with those things that need to be subdued because we are getting much out of them? Muruti, finally.
Yes, Brother Ray. It's sad to admit this, but by and large, in many of the congregations, churches, believers do not even know that they are being transformed when they look towards the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, His Spirit, because His word is Spirit and His voice is Spirit. And by not focusing there, many are not being transformed. In other words, we have stepped out of the process of transformation, because it is the Spirit who transforms. It is nothing else. The Word is alive and active. The Spirit is alive and active. So it is sad to admit it, but I think it is joyful that the Holy Spirit is shining a light, like Babu Bongani said earlier on, that the light is important. The Holy Spirit is shining light on this matter, that we ought to change our thinking and stop equating the gospel to things of this world, touchable things of the flesh, wealth, assets, as indicative of being in the will of God. Rather, understanding that to run the race with our eyes focused on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, relying on His grace, the ability which the Spirit imparts to us to run this race and progressively move from glory to glory, even as we are looking at the image, and the image actually is being imparted to us. And as in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, this image, the glory of Christ, is actually the image of God. The image of Christ is the image of God. Mm. And this is the image which is being imparted to us. Earlier on, one of the contributors said, we have received from 2 Peter, we have received all that is necessary to have the impartation of the divine nature. Mm. It is God who is imparting to us the divine nature. Yes. It is a great thing which has been donated to us. We need to change our thinking about how we've been walking and start pursuing the things of the Spirit. And we won't find them anywhere else except in the Word of God and in His Spirit. May our Heavenly Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit, which is the Spirit of holiness, help us even as we seek to be more and more Christ-like, not through our own efforts, but by yielding to the Spirit of freshness, which helps us grow to be more and more like Him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. Mapito Skati, your question of Luke 16, verse 9, it is very much unfortunate that when you read that verse in isolation, you will never understand what Christ was talking about. Christ was talking about being a faithful steward. Being a faithful steward. And that comes as a question also. Please go and look at chapter 16. It's not that long. Go and look at chapter 16 and then read it accordingly. This is a parable of an unjust steward. And Christ is reproving the hypocrisy of the covetous Pharisees. And you know the story of the rich man and Lazarus. All right. Okay, let me read this to you just quickly because I know time has gone. And he said, I'm starting at verse 6. And he said,
Okay, verse 5. So he called every one of the master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. Shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourself by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. Check verse 10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, aha, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful of what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters. Neither, it says, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both the Elohim and Mammon. So check it out. It's very serious, this thing. And when you read one verse, you get out of context so easily, because some translations can be very much deceiving. So, thank you so much, Muruti Mraka. Thank you very much for your contribution. Pastor Samuel Kabamba, thank you in absentia. Thank you very much. I really appreciate very much. And of course, to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahweh Elohim. May you remain in his presence and in his glory. And may he guide you through and through and continue to cover you even in times like this. From me, Ray, thank you so much. Thank you for participating in the show. I'm really humbled. Shalom.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.